USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Authorities in Northern California's Butte County were continuing to look for at least 12 people missing in a fire after three people were found dead in connection with the blaze. Jacob Blake from the U.S. Forest Service talks about how much of a struggle it is to rescue anybody caught in the fires.
The pilots have been challenged by visibility, most of all. The smoke has been very thick.
There are firefighters that deployed fire shelters last night in that area. And so when you deploy a fire shelter, that's kind of a last chance for survival. So you take the fire shelter out of your pack and you crawl into it.
The fire continues to worsen after burning for about 3 weeks, damaging or destroying hundreds of homes and other structures. Destructive wildfires are also tearing through parts of Oregon and Washington state. The Butte County Sheriff's Office said it has received at least 85 missing person reports or requests for welfare checks in the last 24 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.